Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this: take the limit on.
Good morning and welcome once again to the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church,
the birthplace of gospel music. We welcome you to our online broadcast this morning. Do us a favor, those of you watching on social media, go ahead and hit your share button and invite your neighbors, invite your friends, invite those thousands of friends that you talk to on Facebook right now. Hit that share button and invite them to the birthplace of gospel music. We promise you a couple of things today. We give you a message that will uplift your spirit. It may even step on your toes, but that's all right too. We're going to bless the name of the Lord today, and you bless him with us. Come on, we acknowledge your presence. Come on, come on,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come on in, take a seat in heaven on praise. God of Zion, Judah's Lion, we acknowledge your presence. Oh Lord, God of glory, show your mercy. We enter this place, show us your face. God of peace, give us peace. We acknowledge your presence, oh Lord. Whoa.
Once again, we're going to ask those of you who have decided to join us in person today, remember our protocols for today. Remember to watch yourselves. Keep your mask on. It is absolutely imperative that we do that. We've already seen the results of what happened when you don't, so we don't want those issues here. Amen. Amen. We acknowledge your presence, oh Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we welcome you into this place. Lord God, have your way throughout this service, God. Lord God, there may be someone who is sitting amongst us right now, God, or even someone who's watching somewhere right now, God, that needs to hear from you. So right now, God, we ask that you would just show up in their circumstance today, God. Show up in their trial today, God. Show up in their tribulation today, God. Just show up and show out and show them who you are as only you can. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture text today comes from the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, and there is just one verse, verse 3, Philippians chapter 2, and one verse, verse 3, and it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. The word of God is already blessed. Amen.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where poor sinners cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. I'm singing glory to his name. Oh, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in, singing glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name. His name is precious. Glory to his name. Oh, there to my heart for the blood applied, singing glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saved from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. I'm singing glory, glory to his name. Oh, I'm singing glory to his name. His precious name. Glory to his name. Who there to my heart was the blood of blood. Singing glory to his name. Fountain so rich and sweet, cast your poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete, singing glory to his name. Oh, I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. My heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name.
Let church say amen, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Once again, we are so excited to have you with us this morning. And we thank God for your presence this morning as we are entering to this space to praise and worship an almighty God. I just have a quick couple of announcements to make this morning as we continue in worship. We are happy to announce that Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church will be participating in a blood drive. Will be held here Tuesday, October 27th from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Appointments are required to ensure appropriate social distancing. Look upon our Facebook page for additional information if you are planning to attend. We are partnering with the Community Blood Center for a blood drive. We also want to continue to make mention of our food pantry as well. We know that there are many people that may be in need of food. Our food pantry opens at 12 o'clock on Tuesday from 12 to 2. And all you have to do is live in this neighborhood and bring the appropriate identifications to participate in the food pantry. We are so grateful for the ministry and the work that continues to be going on here at Ebenezer, and certainly want to make mention of our Bible study and prayer call at 6:15 on Wednesday evenings via the Zoom platform. To all of our members and friends, we will be publicizing that with a calling post so that you can be a part of our Bible study. Let us continue to worship this morning. We are grateful that this is the first Sunday and this is Communion Sunday. And for those of you who are at home, we pray that you have your crackers and your juice ready or whatever you may have so that we might commune later together in worship. May God bless you. Thank you.
Come on, let's sing. Let's sing. Father, we adore you. Jesus, Jesus, we love you, Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you, yes, we do. Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, 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 we love you, Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you, yes, we do. Jesus, Lord and Savior, you came to set us free by your nail-scarred hands, your nail-scarred hands. You purchased our salvation when you died on Calvary. You are the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb. You are the Lamb. Somebody sing, Father, Father, Father. We praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes. We adore you, yes, we do. Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes. We adore you, yes, we do. Spirit, we adore you. Saturate us through and through. Teach us to stand. Show us your plan. Hallelujah, we confess that we need you to lead us and through. We're in your hand. We're in your hand. Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes. We adore you, yes, we do. Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes. We adore you, yes, we do. Father and Son and Holy Ghost, I lift my voice to let you know, Father and Holy Ghost, I lift my voice to let you know, Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes. We adore you, yes, we do. Father and Son and Holy Ghost, I lift my voice to let you know, Holy Ghost, I lift my voice to let you know how much I love you. Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes. We adore you, yes, we do. Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, 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 we love you, Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you, yes, we do. Jesus, Lord and Savior, you came to set us free by your nail-scarred hand, your nail-scarred hand. You purchased our salvation when you died on Calvary. You are the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb. You are the Lamb. Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you. Yes, we do. Father, 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 we praise you. Jesus, 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 we love you. Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Stay right there, stay right there, stay right there, stay right there. Come on, come on.
We adore you. We love you. Yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. You, 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 you. Yeah, 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 yes. I say yeah, 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 yes. I say yeah, 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 yes. We worship you, we worship you, yeah, 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 yes. I say yeah, 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 yes. I say yeah, 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 yes. We worship you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yes, I say yeah, 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 yes. I say yeah, 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 yes. We worship you, Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, 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 we love you, Holy Spirit, yes. We adore you, yes, we do.
Yes, we do adore you, God. We bless your name right now, God. Right now, wherever you are, this is your opportunity to play an important role in the service. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all shall be measured in you. That's in the book. So right now, wherever you are, it doesn't matter if you are local in the building. It doesn't matter if you are sitting at home. Right now, you can give several ways. Those of you who are sitting in the building, you already know what you can do. But for those of you who are watching via our online service, right now, there are three ways you can give. You can text to give. That's right. Don't be shy. Go ahead. You text everybody else. You can text and give. You can text to give right now. Also, you can go to EbenezerBronzeville.org and hit the donate button. Again, that's EbenezerBronzeville.org. And if you just old school, and that's okay too, we are a historical church, you can drop yours in the mail, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, 60653. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, music. Hey.
And Holy Ghost. I lift my voice to let you know how much we love you, Father, Father, Father. We praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes. We adore you, yes, we do. Father, 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 we praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you, yes, we do. Yeah, 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 yes, I say yeah, 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 yes, I say yeah, 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 yes. We worship you, we worship you, yeah. I say yeah, 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 yeah. We worship you, we worship you. Father, 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 we praise you. Jesus, 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 we love you. Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you. Yes, we do. Father, 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 we praise you. Jesus, 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 we love you, Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you, yes, we do, yes, we do.
Hallelujah in this place. We worship and adore you, O God. We thank God today. We thank God for yet another opportunity to assemble under the banner of his holy name. At this time, we want to pause in our worship service to pray for many of our members who have called in this week requesting prayer. This is our altar call, our virtual altar call. Perhaps there's someone who is listening to us via Facebook Live or via the call-in number. And if you have the ability on Facebook, if you could just text in the comments section the name of persons or people or circumstances that you would like to have lifted in prayer this morning. We're lifting up this morning Alvin McFerrin. We're lifting up Lindsay Mayfield. We're lifting up the daughter of Vicky, Jameson Jalen today. We're lifting up Lenora M. We're lifting up Rob Martin, who has a procedure scheduled for tomorrow. We're continuing to pray for Charlene Hodges. We're lifting up Bernetta Pearson and David Pearson. We're continuing to pray for Brother Bobby Thomas and Laura Conwell. We're lifting in prayer Dorothy Lanier. We're lifting in prayer all of those who have been impacted by the COVID-19 virus. This past week, we had a Bible study talking about how to deal with people who are in opposition, those who you might consider to be enemies or who doesn't necessarily have your best at heart. And we studied that scripture and we talked about that scripture and recognized the importance to pray for those who may not necessarily be for us or supportive of us.
All right.
So today we are calling upon, we are lifting up the leadership of our nation in prayer. We're lifting up his family in prayer.
Yes.
We're lifting up all those who have been impacted in and around Pennsylvania Avenue. We're lifting up those who have been impacted in these United States, in the state of Illinois, in the city of Chicago. We're lifting up all of those who have been impacted around the world.
Every hour.
Let us go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity to call upon your name. Because we recognize, oh God, that you are an awesome God. And that more than that, you are a God that is still yet able. We recognize, oh God, that we are living in challenging and difficult times. If it's not one thing, it is another. And if it's not something else, it's something coming along the way. God, we recognize, oh God, that you are calling us to account. You're calling your people to seek your face, to seek your face in prayer, to seek your face in worship, to seek your face in the hearts and minds of your people. God, we ask right now that you would have your way in our lives. God, we ask that if there's anyone in this room or watching in the Facebook pew that stands in need of something right now, God, we ask that you touch them at the point of their need. Knowing, oh God, that you can bless me and my neighbor at the same time. That you can see about our circumstances, oh God, no matter wherever we are. God, we're lifting up our young people today. We're lifting up our young people today, oh God, who are being forced to go to school and learn in a different environment that they are accustomed to. And we know, God, of the inherent challenges that they face, oh God. But God, we ask that you would have mercy right now. God, have mercy in the school systems. Have mercy, oh God,
upon those who are our first responders, our doctors, our nurses, our health care providers. God, everybody, oh God, that's trying to make a difference during these difficult times. We're lifting up the church right now, God, all the churches that are open in your precious name, oh God, trying to navigate, oh God, during these difficult times, God, whether to open up, whether to stay closed. God, have your way. Have your way, oh God. Bless those, oh God, who have been called to serve and to lead for such a time as this. We're lifting up, oh God, officers of churches, of our church, our deacons, oh God, our trustees, all of the ministries, oh God, that are still yet functioning right now. God, we ask that you will pour back into them a double portion of your blessing.
Yes.
God, we ask right now that as we recognize that we need you every hour, God, help us to grow closer to you. Help us, oh God, to grow closer to one another. Help us, oh God, to love on one another and see about one another during these difficult and challenging times. Because we recognize you really learn a lot about people when you're in the midst of going through challenges. And so, God, we thank you, oh God, for all of your people, oh God, that are trying to stand in the gap for other people. Those who are standing in the gap for those who are sick. Those who are standing in the gap and serving as caretakers. Those who are standing in the gap to motherless and fatherless children. Those who are standing in the gap, oh God, bless them right now. Now, God, we ask that you would have your way in this service, in the balance of this service. We pray, oh God, that your spirit might come alive off the pages of this word. We pray, oh God, that the sweet spirit that is in this place would not only permeate and go from heart to heart and breath to breath, but it would go even out onto the internet, and we will grow closer as we wait expectantly for the word of God. Thank you, God, for the beauty of this day. Thank you, God, for another opportunity. For it is in Jesus' name and for his sake we do pray. And all of the redeemed of God said, amen.
Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Steps. in your word. Humbly I ask thee, teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Though Satan is busy, God, you are real. What are my steps in your word? Please, what are my steps in your word? Bridle my tongue, let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts, both day and night. What are my steps in your word, please? What are my steps in your word? I want to walk worthy. My calling to fulfill. Please, what are my steps, Lord? And I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing, but you, Lord, are still the same. Please order my steps, and I'll praise your name. Lord, I want to walk worthy. Call my calling to fulfill. Your blessed will. The world is ever changing. Yes, it is. But you are still the same. If you honor my steps, I'll praise your name. Praise your name. Order my steps in your word. Order my tongue in your word. Guide my feet in your word. Wash my heart in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. When I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to let your praises ring in your word. Ring in your word. Please, what are my steps in your word? Please, order my steps in your word. Please, order my steps in your word. Please, order my steps in your word. Please, show me how to walk in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. Watch my tongue in your word. Guide my feet in your word. What are my steps in your word? Please, the world is ever changing, Lord, but order my steps. Humbly I ask thee, keep thy will, Lord, in your word. Order my steps in your word. Guide my feet in your word. Wash my heart, wash my heart, wash my heart in your word. Ooh, in your word. I want to be worthy, Lord. I want to be worthy, Lord. Want to be worthy, Lord, in your word. Order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your word.
Amen. Amen. Order my steps in your word. Thank Brother Jeffrey Burris for leading us in worship in song. I want to invite your attention once again to Philippians, the second chapter, the third verse. There you'll find these words recorded. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. The word of God for the people of God. And all of God's people said, amen. I want to speak from the subject, an appetite for accolades and applause. An appetite for accolades and applause. There is a story that is told of a little boy. He was given a small part in his kindergarten graduation program. I know many of you sitting here and even watching via Facebook Live can remember a time when we were given parts, plays, and Easter programs and the like. And just like we used to do, he practiced his speech day and night. He practiced it so that he could successfully recite his speech without using the paper. And on the day of the graduation program, he performed admirably. He did a phenomenal job. He knocked it out of the park. But on the way home, his mother noticed that he seemed a little out of sorts. He was sullen and upset and a bit angry. And his mom said, "Boy, what's the matter? You should be so happy. You did so well. And your teacher and I are so very proud of you. What's wrong?" The boy shouted, "They didn't clap." I wonder how many people like this little boy is among us today. You know, people that perform well, but for all the wrong reasons. Their motivation is for dubious reasons. They do it for the accolades. They do it for the awards. They do it for the praises. It's the recognition that feeds them. They crave being number one because of the accolades and the applause. But here in this text, the Apostle Paul in this story was in prison. Regardless of what would happen to him, whether he was released or whether he was martyred, he wanted the church at Philippi to continue on the right path of honoring and glorifying Christ. He had already heard they were conducting themselves as true believers and citizens, not of Rome, but of the kingdom of God. But who here knows that it never hurts to reinforce what you've already been taught? Oh, that's why we go to Bible study. That's why we come to service, because it's imperative that we reinforce that which we have already been taught. So Paul sets his thoughts down on papyrus with the help of a stenographer. And the letter will be delivered by Camel Express to this new church Paul himself had founded. Now, you should know that there is a whole lot of advice packed into this first epistle or letter to the Philippians. And literally, it would take a lifetime of sermons to address them all.
There is a command to stand firm in Christ, to remain in fellowship with the Spirit, and to express tenderness and compassion towards other. The Bible Knowledge Commentary divides Paul's first letter to the Philippians into four parts. Number one, encouragement for Christian living. Number two, examples of Christian living. Number three, exhortations for Christian living. And number four, enablement for Christian living. Today's message comes from the examples of Christian living, and specifically just one chapter 2, verse 3. For there is enough in that one verse to warrant an entire preachment on the subject of self-recognition and selfish ambition. As we look at this verse and see, we will learn, my hope, that this verse can edify us and help us to grow. First, the word says, let nothing be done through strife and vainglory. In this statement, the why is just as important as the what. Why was Paul bringing up this subject of selfish conceit to a church that he has already commended for their faithfulness to the gospel? Why does he feel the need to course correct as it relates to the emerging and developing congregation? The answer is simple. There are always a few who refuse to fall in line and do the right thing. Instead of doing the right thing, we do the easy thing or the popular thing. And when we do, we pay a high price for our short-sightedness. In verse 1, Paul reveals that he knows about the attitude problem of some. In the original Greek text, he uses the word erethian, which describes those who oppose his teaching. And as a minister, we know about that. We know, Minister King, what's that like. Put 10 people in a room, and at least one will not agree with the other nine, and for no good reason at all. Vainglory or vain consent is almost always the motivation. It's the root cause of selfish ambition. Notice that I did not say self-ambition. We should all have plenty of that. The scripture teaches us that if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. That's why I work so hard. But there is a difference between self-ambition and selfish ambition. In fact, if we are not careful, self-ambition is a slippery slope that can lead to selfish ambition. What do you mean, Pastor? You can start out wanting to be a doctor to save lives, but you can end up focusing more on the money than the medicine. You can start out wanting to use your God-given voice to sing to the glory of God, but you can end up demanding that you be the featured soloist. You can start out wanting to serve the people of the church on the official board, but you can end up being so consumed with power that you turn tyrannical and inflexible. You can start out being the called and the set apart of God, but it can end up being all about the amen. It's right to want to polish up those gifts God has given to you, but be careful not to feed your own vanity. That fuel comes from the flesh and not from the spirit. And it can lead to narcissism, arrogance, egotism, and an all-around big-headedness that will cause you to say some foolish things like, I'm the best candidate. What do you got to lose? The beauty of me is that I'm very rich. Nobody builds a better wall than me. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I know better than any judge. I know better than the generals. I wear my mask when I need to. If you live a Christian life, it's never about the accolades and the applause. Did you hear what I'm saying this morning? I said it's never about the accolades or the applause. Paul says, let nothing be done through strife and vain glory. That word nothing really caught my eye, because nothing means zero. Nothing means zilch. Nothing means nothing. Paul, you see, leaves no wiggle room. In other words, everything can't be all about you. In fact, nothing can be about you. It's all about Christ. It's all about what Christ has done. It's all about what Christ sacrificed. It's about his loving kindness to us. It's about his mercy given to us. It's about his grace that is extended to us. Can I get some help in the room?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It ain't about your car. It's not about your clothes. Not about your house. It's about Christ. It's not about your great job or your promotion or your degree or pedigree. It's about Christ. It's not about your fortune, your figure, or your fame. It's about Christ. It's not about your influence, your power, your pool, or your connections. It's all about Christ. Which brings us to the second point for our personal spiritual edification. Paul continues saying, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Paul follows up two negatives, strife and vainglory, with a positive exhortation. Let's take this first part of the B clause, lowliness of mind. The Greek word for lowliness of mind, and I know Minister King did a better job in Greek than I, but it's the Greek word for lowliness of mind is ta anurosne. It means to have a humble mind. Humility is a Christian requirement. It is an obligation. It's a necessity. If you're going to wear this title, you should be willing to wear the whole doggone thing. And humility is an important part of the Christian uniform. 1 Peter 5 and 5 says we should be clothed with humility. Proverbs 15:33, before honor comes what? Humility. Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Jesus said in Matthew 23:12, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Jesus Christ is our supreme example of humility. Paul says we should exhibit the same like-mindedness as the Savior, who made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, modest, meek, and lowly. You see, a disciple is a follower of Christ. That means you take on his priorities as your own. It means his agenda becomes your agenda. It means his mission now becomes your mission. Which brings us to the third and final point. Let nothing done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Paul knows that the true test of humility. It's not just putting others first. but also holding others in a higher regard than yourself. Some Christians might say, I have a mission heart and I help others in need. Is it really necessary to think of them as being better than myself? And the answer is yes, because it's an act of pride to think of yourself as being better than someone else. And pride is sin. A spirit of pride in our human relationships reveals a lack of humility before Almighty God. Paul knew that it would take a display of uncommon humility to help the Philippians resolve this disharmony between them. The best way to invite harmony within the body of Christ is for each of us to be concerned more for the interests of others than in ourselves. Y'all don't hear me this morning. Think for a minute. Which is better? To think highly of yourself, or to have everyone you know think more highly of you? Any preoccupation with yourself is sin. Being fixated on the need for accolades and applause will cause you to miss the opportunity to display selfless humility one to another. You will miss the chance to form new relationships with other believers. You will miss the chance to form new habits and new paradigms, set new goals, develop new attitudes, and hollow out a new reputation. Don't whet your appetite for accolades and applause. Don't wait for the pastor to have to call your name for you to do what you know, what you need to do. I didn't get no help here. Let me say that again. Y'all must have missed it. Y'all came out, pushed y'all way through, pressed y'all way through, and y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. Don't wait for the pastor to have to call your name. Do what you know you need to do. Satan tried it, and he was thrown out of heaven. Instead, wash yourself, mind, body, and spirit with the blood of Christ. Christ, you see, is the bread that satisfies your hunger. Christ is the fountain that quenches your thirst. Christ is the light that removes all strife and vainglory and replaces it with a humble servant's heart. Be clothed in humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. In your humility, the Lord is preparing you. He's perfecting you for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. You see, beloved, it's not about you. It's about Him. It's about Christ's suffering and sacrifice. It's about Christ's help for the helpless. It's about Christ's defense for the defeated. It's about Christ's grace for the guilty. And it's about you in Him. That's why He's preparing. That's why He's training. That's why He's tuning. That's why He's purging and pruning you. It's about the cross Christ wants you to carry, and the work He wants you, us, to do. It's about His plan and purpose for your life. Through His humility, you can conquer pride. Through His love, you can conquer hatred. Through His peace, you can conquer hostility. Through His spirit, you can conquer the flesh. Earthly accolades and applause cannot compare to heaven's rewards. Because when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Earthly accolades and applause are temporary, but Christ's reward is eternal. Because only what you do, only for what you do for Christ, will last. And all of heaven will applaud when you stand before the Lord and hear Him say, "Well done, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't need no certificate or no trophy. All I want to hear him say is well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. You see, the ultimate rewards will be given to those Christians who were faithful to Christ and faithful to the church in our pursuit of souls for Christ. Let us seek God's approval, God's accolades, and God's rewards. The word of God for the people of God, and all of God's people said, amen. At this time, we will open the doors of the church. This is your opportunity. This is an invitation that we're extending to you to join with us here at Ebenezer. It's your opportunity to give your life to the Lord. It's about making a connection. It's about being in relationship with the God of this world. And I know that we have some people who may be watching us right now who may not have a real and genuine relationship with Jesus Christ. We're extending an invitation to you right now. We're asking that if you are feeling so led, that you would send your name in the comments section so that we can follow up with you. And our deacons, church clerk, will follow up with you and let you know about the plan of salvation. If you are in this room, we're not taking it for granted that everybody in here is under the ark of safety. We're extending this invitation to you right now. You don't have to walk the aisle what we traditionally do, but you can just stand where you are and give your life to the Lord. As our musicians sing, we are extending an invitation to you right now to be a part of the family of faith. Is there one? Is there one today?
Let the church say amen.
Is there one today?
Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
You could come by letter.
Let the church
come by Christian
say amen.
Now is the time.
Let the church.
Tomorrow is not promised to any of us.
Amen.
We can be here today and gone tomorrow. Is there one today?
Let the church.
Is there one
say amen
among us who's watching us that wants to have a real and genuine relationship with Jesus Christ?
Oh.
Is there one?
To Jesus I surrender all, to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence. I will daily live. I surrender. Oh,
my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Amen. Amen. At this time of our worship experience, we are moving to communion. Those of you who are in our audience today should have your communion elements. And if you are at home, take whatever you have. If it's bread, if it's crackers, if it's juice, if it's water, whatever it may be, we will pray over it and sanctify it wholly. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to commune together. For this communion time, O God, reminds us of the sacrifice that you were willing to make for our salvation. God, we thank you. We thank you, O God, that you decided to die so that we might live and live eternal. God, we ask that you would sanctify these elements, that they might become for us your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. And all of God's people say, amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said that this is my body, which is broken for you. Take, eat to your comfort. And in like manner, he took the cup. He took the cup in that upper room and said, this cup represents my blood that was shed for you. As often as you drink this, you do so in remembrance of me. Drink ye all of it to your comfort. Amen. Amen. We are so grateful that you joined with us today. We're grateful for the roughly 25 people that came out and are following the protocols and the procedures to make us and keep us safe. Thank you for keeping your mask on for the entire worship service. We recognize, as Minister King already said, there are some people that were not as cautious. But we know that in our community, we have to be especially vigilant. Vigilant so that none of us will be impacted directly with this disease. And I just want those who are here and those who are watching that our church is doing everything we can to make certain that we are safe. We are being sticklers that you have to follow the process and the procedure in order to worship with us in person. We can only have 50 people. No more than 50 people in our facility for worship. So we're asking that if it is your intention to come and worship with us at Ebenezer, please call our church clerk. You can leave a message on her voicemail, and we will have the list at the door to confirm your presence here. This mandate, this procedure is in keeping with the mandates that are set up by the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. And so please, please, ma'am, please, sir, follow the procedures. Call the church by Thursday. By Thursday. And once we've reached that limit, the 51st person will not be able to come into the building. We have to follow those procedures as set by the city. Let us pray. God, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard,
but more importantly, what our hearts have felt today. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to see today the few of your believing children in worship. Thank you, God, for those who have been with us over the internet. Thank you, O God. We pray, O God, that you will keep all of us in the hollow of your hand. Bless us and keep us is our prayer. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. And now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy, to the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory. Now, henceforth, and forevermore is our prayer. And all of God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you for coming. I know you want to shake and hold hands and hug, but we cannot do that. Keep your mask firmly on.
I feel you. You know, it gets everybody. We all have negative charges.
That's why when I saw him giving the mic, I was like, I'm not going to worry about it. I was like, I'm not going to even worry about it. Because everything was fine. It was to your specification. And that's why I put it. I knew what it sounded like. But once he did like this, like, I'm like, okay. And he's like, take this. I'm not going to even worry about it.
Eating them up there, they're about to go.
only fit time where it wouldn't, the motion detector would only come on days if you weren't supposed to be here. Right. But it's like home right now, and I think everything got so, yeah, my mom's going dinner over when we cook a dumpling. So she's going to eat over there. She said she's going to pick up I told her, hey, you got mail, I think she can get the rings. And she was like, no, I'm coming over there, so I just said, okay, so make sure you drop them off. She brought me some new, I'll put these back in the bag. Yeah. Give me the other.
Can you, Miss
All right, Miss Beverly, thank you again, sweetheart.
Hey, hey. Hello, how are you? I'm great. Okay.
That's the last new pack, right?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. think she was going to start.